Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Got everything?
Yeah.
Good to go?
Finally found it. Yeah.
You know, we bring a lot of paper into this room.
We do.
Things can get lost among other pieces of paper.
Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
There it is.
Yeah. It's the Morning Scramble. So
aptly named.
Only makes sense.
I'm Dancing Eric Hansen, by the way.
I'm Claire.
Hi.
Are we doing the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse
And I'm
call?
Ricky. Who's Ricky?
Get out of here, Ricky!
You're not on the show, Ricky!
You're not part of this thing!
You want to be, I know, Ricky, but not yet.
I'm glad that you're willing to be, but you're not a part of this club.
Ricky's been waiting for 7 years to get on the Morning Scramble.
Nice try, Ricky.
Ricky, it's not going to happen.
It's not happening.
You tell your showbiz parents you're not getting a slot.
Quit trying to make it happen. It's
Ricky.
Not going to happen, Ricky. Are you ready for this Wednesday?
Yeah. Well, for the most part. It ends great. It ends with a birthday party.
Oh, it does.
It ends with Gregory... I can't be blackmailed Hanson.
You scared me so
party.
Bad. I was like, is it your wife's birthday? And then
no.
Oh,
that's October.
Okay. I'm like, I know it's not yours because you and I have.
Yeah, that's May.
Gemini's twin.
Hey, Gemini twin.
Hey, Gemini.
Stop it, Ricky. Get back there.
Ricky, get out of here.
Anyway, we.
But you scared me for just a second. I thought it was a significant. I'm like, oh no, I forgot your wife's birthday.
No. Well, thanks for thinking of her.
Yeah.
It's significant in my brother's life as it was his birthday.
Oh no, I forgot. Greg's birthday.
That's okay.
Okay, should I
don't think you've ever remembered Science Greg's birthday.
I haven't in the past.
Don't feel bad, because if you haven't, you don't need to.
Okay. Well,
I didn't even text him on his birthday, so let's start there.
You didn't?
I don't do any birthday anythings, except for my household.
Really? I feel like you're really good at remembering people's...
I'm good at... I go through the proper channels. I will gift you and card you.
Yeah.
As that's what you do for birthdays.
Yeah.
If you're in the inner gift and card circle.
Yeah.
But I'm a horrible, hey buddy, happy birthday text guy. I just don't do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, but you're good at remembering the day is what I mean. Like, I'm terrible at numbers.
Yep.
In general. And so remembering a person's.
I got that stuff down.
I'm awful.
I mean, when you lived with them. So right now, if I just asked you about your sister and brother and sisters, you wouldn't remember the numbers right away?
Not right away.
Really?
Even my children, Eric, they ask you, like, at the doctor's office, like, what's your child's date of birth? And I have to think about it real hard. It's awful. It's
Ooh.
Embarrassing. It's, no, yeah, it's bad. I think I have, is there a number dyslexia?
Yeah, I'm sure I have name dyslexia. I can meet a room full of people.
Then I have
and
that.
I will remember a fun fact about you, but for some reason I cannot retain your name.
Isn't it awful?
It's
and it's
weird.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
And you want to, like, I want to know you, but I just can't. I can't.
And I know you. I have this deficiency and I don't know how to work on it. So I usually open up by saying, I know we know each other. Remind me who you are again. And I think a lot of people do that.
I just told you my name.
I know. We just met 8 minutes ago. But for some, and you're like, yeah, I'm from so-and-so, and I've got a blue car, and I'll go up to him like, hey, Terry from Toddville, or I say, hey, Toddville guy with the blue car. Like, I'll forget your name.
You know the details.
I'll remember the life details, but not the one detail I need, I forget.
That is why your wife's best friend's nickname is Memphis.
That's exactly how she was named.
And it stuck.
Across a table of their coworkers when we lived in St. Louis, I'm like, I don't remember Angela, by the way, it's her real name. That's not even how it's in my phone.
See, I can't even remember her name is
And they're like, Memphis.
I had no idea her name was Angela.
Her name's Angela.
Her name is Memphis now.
I know.
And that is thanks to you, sir.
And Apple really wants, because phones, contacts talk to each other, and they're like, you need to change her name to Angela. I'm like, no, I'm not, phone. She is Memphis.
Her name is Angela?
Her name is Angela.
I was today years old. Oh, no.
Shannon's best friend, who we got to know when we lived in St. Louis, which is basically Shannon 10 years ago. And she's a lovely
human.
She's
been introduced to me as Memphis. She is Memphis.
And I nicknamed her Memphis when we lived down there. It stuck when she came here and now is friends with the Iowa Circle. It's Memphis.
Yeah.
I did her wedding. It was Angela.
Okay, well, that's legal stuff.
Yeah, that's legal stuff.
You have to do the right one.
Among her family, legally. I had to use Angela.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Got to get it right there.
It's exactly right.
Yeah.
It's just memory's a weird thing. Brain's a weird thing.
It's a tricky, tricky thing. Yeah. Very, very tricky. Well,
but the good news is knowing he had a birthday, I did remember Greg's birthday, and we're going to Iowa City. Nice meal. So got some gifts.
It's going to be a good day,
so
right?
So get through the day in the cold. And then we're going to end with lovely foods.
Something good is coming.
I'm looking
right?
forward to it. Yes.
And I want to tell you about Doug's winter party.
Who's Doug?
Just an 87-year-old man from Pennsylvania. But he has gone viral. He is just a regular, nice, neighborly man. He went to his neighbors' houses and he gave each of his neighbors handwritten invitations.
Until the cops arrive, that's when the party ends.
The cops arrive is what he put on the handwritten invitations. It's so sweet. It's a very nice, like, little neighborhood. It's a very wholesome way to invite. And it's just because it's winter, and he thought that people just needed something to look forward to
get
through
winter.
That's
lovely, Doug.
Isn't that the nicest thing you've ever heard? So his younger neighbor shared this because she thought it was so sweet.
Yes.
She shared it on the internet and then it kind of took off.
Did the party take off or just appreciation for Doug?
Appreciation for Doug and the party.
Oh no.
They started sharing the fact that the party was happening. People all over the internet started sending snacks and drinks for Doug's party. They also started recording live stuff from the party that was even like shared on the Today Show about how the party,
are you kidding?
How the party was going. Yeah. People just all over talking about the neighborly wholesomeness of an 87-year-old man hosting a party until the cops arrive.
It's kind of like when those random lemonade stands go viral.
Yes.
So I love the whole concept, except let's refocus on his age. Who's cleaning up?
I hope all of the neighbors got together and
I've had a party or two at 25 and just the amount of trash and glass and recycling and all. He's 87. And also, did he go to bed early?
I don't know what time it actually ended, but I do know for a fact that the cops never did arrive.
Okay.
So that is the good news.
I was just, because there's been a couple movies of like party gets announced on the internet and all of a sudden
we're all going to
they're
Doug's
usually
house.
Like high school ragers, right? But
no.
Then you don't want the wrong element showing up either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It has inspired other people though. There was a brewery. To have Doug parties. There was a brewery that was like, we're going to send them some beer. And then other people were like, well, why don't we do it as a fundraiser, like for hurricane victims and do like have a Doug party here.
That's great.
It's awesome. It's just inspiring people to have some wholesome parties wherever your neck of the
woods. Make it an annual event.
Very cool.
A Doug party.
Aww.
I love it.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, we're starting with a big thank you from Dancing Eric Hansen to Claire, because this morning, my car wouldn't start.
That's never good.
I know I've had vehicles left out in weather as cold as we've had and it started.
Yeah.
Now, I've also had some electrical problems in the vehicle. And so I feel like I'm going to have to, it's either replace, do batteries weaken over time? I don't know a thing about cars.
Yeah.
I know how to pay for maintenance.
You've definitely had some issues.
Yes.
Right?
I thought it was more like computery, like the software needed updating. But now I'm wondering if it's just, it's not given enough juice to everything that sucks on the battery, right? Everything needs power in a vehicle and you got one battery in there. So today's day has now been derailed completely. Number one, I got to find a way to get home.
Yeah.
I got to get my car diagnosed,
though. I can help you there, too.
Well, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay.
But does Shannon have time to try to start my car?
Mm-hmm.
Does she have time to try to get it somewhere? Do I need a new battery today? Apparently, our AAA membership has lapsed, which is on me, because they'll come and replace the battery in your car. It's part of your membership.
But only if you pay them.
Yeah. So all of those, it's just like, I kind of feel like when a parent finds out school's canceled that day, and everything you had planned or didn't have planned changed.
Your whole day changed.
That's how this day is going already for me.
Whatever you had planned.
Yeah. Because I'm out hauling the garbage, putting it on the curb. I'm like, that's weird. I tried to auto start my car. It wouldn't start.
Huh.
Tried it again and went, whoop, whoop, whoop.
So like the ignition?
Don't know.
Oh.
Again, I don't know how these things work. And you know, we're the days of like pump the gas and you know, turn the key and wait, just like you feel you have some control. Now it's pump the gas, if that even makes a difference.
No, because it's a
and hold the button.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I got as close as a like a three turnover. And then click, click, click. So something's not, it's not getting enough juice to start.
And
so that'll be today's project.
Maybe sun comes up, it gets a little warmer.
That could help,
maybe
yes.
That helps it.
But I'm also worried that would that have been the same fate in my garage? Like there's clearly an outdoor temperature and a garage temperature,
yeah.
But in the garage, I'm still sure it's bitterly cold.
And your car has been acting kind of funky
yes.
Anyway. So
because today could have ended with me stuck in a garage and then Shannon can't go anywhere.
Right.
We have a two-car tandem.
That's right.
We park tip to tail.
You could have really messed
I could have ruined two
for
people
everybody.
Day. Yes. So I think half ruined yours and I'm full ruined mine.
I
so
take
so. You had to come get me. But thank you. I appreciate it.
My day's ruined. Nah, all good. I almost had a bit of an episode yesterday. As you know, it's been so cold. Also, since it's so cold, it's so dry.
Yeah.
And since it's so dry, I don't know if it's the shoes I've been wearing or the sweaters I've been wearing to try to stay warm, but I have been building a lot of static electricity. I know that you've noticed it because sometimes I will have such a jolt that I will...
Things will turn off in this room.
I will cause
you'll zap them.
A jolt of static electricity that will cause monitors in this room to fail.
Like it's black. All the screens are black.
Which is not good because...
What did you touch?
The radio station has some important screens that need
it
to
runs
run.
On that.
Well, I know that that's not good, but what I did yesterday was even worse because... I had some static electricity while I was pumping gas.
Oh, God. Don't they warn you about that?
They do. And I tried to do the thing where you touch your car. And Eric, I still had like three things of static in between getting in and out of my car. And as I was paying for the gas, I was like, I touched the gas pumper.
And zap.
And zap. As I was putting my card in, I'm like, that's not good because that's the whole pump. And then as I grabbed the nozzle.
Okay, I need Science Greg right now. Here's what I don't get.
Science Greg, help me.
Your first zap should take it all out of you.
Should.
Right? Isn't that how it works?
Should.
You are holding electricity?
How do I conduct that much static electricity?
I don't know.
How?
That's scary.
Also, maybe I should start picking up my feet more?
Stop shuffling your feet.
Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Big news for Rihanna's family. ASAP Rocky was found not guilty of felony assault yesterday.
Can I make a minor complaint?
Yeah.
Not once did the judge say, order!
Order!
Order in the courtroom!
Yeah.
Order!
Because as soon as that verdict was read, he, ASAP, literally dove into Rihanna's arms, his mother and sisters. He was very relieved, let's just say.
I can imagine.
And he told the jurors, thank you all for saving my life. He had the opportunity to plead guilty to one count and then... It came with 6 months jail and probation. However, he stuck to his guns that he was innocent and that ASAP Rocky was lying.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is...
Had his day. Like, that's what we say all the time. Wait for your day in court. Beyond a reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
That's how the system works.
Which was kind of cool. So good for him. There has obviously been a little bit of space placed... between Blake Lively and Taylor Swift. We obviously did not see them together during the Super Bowl, and Taylor did not attend the SNL 50 celebration at all, although she has been a host, a musical guest many times over. She didn't attend the anniversary special at all, although Blake and Ryan did. Taylor, according to one source, is on a Blake break. She's very hurt by the whole situation. She feels like Blake used her as a pawn. So she is putting some very marked space between her and Blake for now. She wants nothing to do with the whole ordeal. She's always been a loyal friend to Blake and doesn't appreciate being thrown into all of the court case madness.
She was referred to as a dragon from Game of Thrones.
I know.
Like, I'm going to sick my dogs on you,
what?
Right?
Why would you call me that? That's so weird that you called me that.
Yeah.
I'm your friend. What?
No, I think space is good right now.
Probably for the best. After the big Super Bowl loss, Travis indulged in a little luxury retail therapy for Valentine's Day for Taylor Swift. He spent $140,000 on Valentine's Day surprises for Taylor.
That was one store, maybe just a full day of shopping.
Multiple stores.
Okay.
We've got Cartier. We've got Louis Vuitton, Ferragamo. The source says that he enjoys spoiling her with presents just to make her smile. What a guy.
What a guy.
Two Cartier watches, a necklace.
Why does a person need two Cartier watches?
Because one is never enough. I feel like for her birthday, he got her multiple watches.
Yes.
A box of Eternity roses as well.
Just roses that live forever?
Eternity roses.
Wow.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Apparently,
if you know, you know.
Apparently, if you got the money, you can buy roses that never die.
He enjoys making her happy and being a gentleman in their relationship. Oh, and just catching up here, Serena Williams appeared in the Super Bowl halftime show with Kendrick Lamar. She did the Crip Walk in the Not Like Us song. Now, obviously, the song is a direct attack on Drake, and Serena Williams happens to be Drake's ex as well. So was she sending him a message like, neener, 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 I'm your ex, and I'm performing the Super Bowl halftime show?
That's a lot to take away from one dance.
Yeah, that was not her point. She said she was definitely not dancing to be petty. She thinks she's proved 23 times over, not counting 4 gold medals, that she does not have time to be petty. She said, all love and respect, always, nothing negative here. She said the real reason she did the dance is that she and Kendrick are both from Compton. And also, she took a lot of heat for doing that specific dance after winning gold at the Olympics in 2012.
Oh, I didn't consider that.
Yeah. So
kind of maybe it has, you know, kind of carrying a little bit of a grudge.
Yes.
Right.
So why not do it again?
Great idea.
On a big national stage. Kind of cool.
Very cool.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Mid-American Energy seeking approval from the Iowa Utilities Commission to build a solar project and 2 natural gas-fired combustion turbines in Adair County. So the solar energy project would cover 6 sites statewide. We know Mills, Sac, and Johnson counties are 3 of the 6 for the solar project. And then the combustion turbines in Adair. This is also the state has enough power for the summer. When your air conditioning is just running overtime. So this wouldn't help give power across the state all the months, but during the peak months. So that's the project currently being pitched, but the Iowa Utilities Commission has to give a thumbs up before they can build that. Back in November, December, was really pitching you on wanting to buy the old Winsong 12, the AMC Westdale 12. Remember that building?
Yeah. Was it 8,000, 8 million. What did you want?
None of the above. It was 200, 750, eight, you were thinking 800,000 bucks.
Yeah.
And I even
800,000.
I serenaded you.
I just remember it was a big number.
I thought the power of song would have convinced you. Claire, I wanted to buy a building, but we missed our chance.
Yeah, I was hung up on the price.
And now we know how it's going to go. I've seen the plans. It's going to be a trampoline park.
Score!
Where you rent your socks and jump and jump and jump and jump and jump. Somebody already bought that building.
That's going to be
trampolines are going in that building.
Wow.
Let's go jump.
Do you have what's their take on, is it just straight trampolines?
What's the cutting edge technology
in
trampoline
parks? Do they have
you want to know what cutting edge would be? Put trampolines on the ceiling.
Oh, sick.
If I could get enough momentum to get all the way to the ceiling and hit that trampoline, it shows me down twice as fast. That'd be awesome.
That'd be so awesome.
Yeah. All I know is work has started. We don't know what's going to open. Yeah, they paid $750,000 for that building. Good luck on parking because Texas Roadhouse took most of your parking lot.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to figure all that out.
It's just a really big space. So I just wondered if there was more to it, like if they had trampolines over here and then like an obstacle course
it's
thing.
It's Fun City trampoline park, like Fun City. Like those Ninja Warrior things.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Throw one of those in there.
Exactly.
Who knows? Duck pin, ski ball.
You have room for stuff.
Yeah, the plans themselves have not been unveiled. It's just a little sleuthing at the assessor's office so people
and
figured out who bought it.
It's Fun City.
Yeah.
You could have a whole village.
Make
inside.
A town, I say. Well, if you think about it, on the south side of that building, oh my God, I got that right. Yep, that's the south side of the building. There's a creek.
Right.
That's the south side. Am I right on two counts?
Oh
there's a creek,
gosh,
and
right.
It's on the south side.
Yeah.
Drawbridge. That's all I'm saying. Make it look like a castle.
Yes.
Put in a drawbridge.
Yes.
And alligators.
Uh-huh.
And a troll.
Yes.
All of the above.
I think
it'd be great.
Well, I think if you put the bridge,
yeah.
You have to wait for the troll to approach you.
You can't just go out and hire a troll?
I don't think so.
Like, they just, like, will naturally nest like swallows in a light fixture?
I think you make
that makes more sense.
You make the environment, they approach you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how birdhouses work. We've had this damn birdhouse up. No birds will live in it, so
nope.
I don't know my drawbridge
Wait
theory is going to work either.
Wait for spring and see if they find you.
Let's wrap the buzz with this quickly. Sports shorts! Okay, we've been talking about SciTown for a while now. The plans were officially unveiled yesterday. Iowa State University unveiled a master plan for a 94-acre development between the football stadium and the baseball arena, known as SciTown. So this will abut, or I guess will connect, Jack Trice and Hilton, fall of 2027. I don't think we had an opening date.
Whoa.
This was announced back in 2022. This is anywhere from $175 million to $225 million project. They want it to resemble, if you've ever been to Green Bay and Titletown,
mm-hmm.
I think Ballpark Village in St. Louis is probably another good example. I know the Cubs have added a lot of things to do around their stadium. And like the Power and Light District in Kansas City. Those are the ones they're comparing it to.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
For it's going to be lodging. It's going to be restaurants. And it'll be open year-round, but it will be a destination specifically during football games as well. So
that's kind of awesome.
All of those plans officially unveiled yesterday.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
All right. High school prom, everybody.
Woo! It is a special night for everybody. It's a rite of passage, right? You
yes.
have to, like, you got to go. You got to go. But gosh, it's expensive.
Could be an event center. Could be a hotel ballroom. Could be your high school gymnasium. I've DJed or attended all three.
Yes.
But it comes down to, it's a very magical night. It's a very special night. Guys seem to have it a little easier. You go get a tux, you're good to go. Wear a nice suit, you're good to go. It's that finding the right dress.
Mm-hmm. Style
yes.
matters, of course. And sometimes the dress, for whatever reason, design, fabrics, materials, that price tag just gets a little high.
It's price points going up. I think back to my proms, we didn't have to buy tickets for prom. So
you
you've
do.
Got, no, now you do. There's
you
tickets
do.
For prom, dinners. Flowers, tux rental.
Transportation.
And the cost of the dress. And the good news about Z102.9's Gowntown is we have eliminated the dress cost. The price of the dress should not prohibit anybody from going to prom who wants to go to prom.
Yeah, this was an idea that was started many, many moons ago. But there is a certain group of people who have already been to prom. And they have dresses that are just sitting, taking up space in the closet. And then there are those who need dresses. So we're just bringing the two groups together, really.
So right now, we're in the process of dress donation. And really, what I was doing yesterday is a lot of dress sorting. So step one, get them on hangers. Step two, organize by size.
Mm-hmm.
Step three, color code by size. Because when you come to shop, we make it so simple.
We want to make it the most beautiful store that we possibly can so that you have a great experience when you come to Z102.9's Gowntown this Sunday at Kirkwood's Linn County Regional Center, Boyson Road, Hiawatha. You walk in, 10 o'clock, you can get a wristband, and then shopping begins at noon, goes until 3 o'clock, where there's going to be tons of dresses for everybody to get, and they're all free.
Let's break this up for a second. I'm not allowed in the back, so here's how the front part works.
Mm-hmm.
As Claire just said, you show up for a wristband. Those start at 10. Now, they don't run out right away, but there is always a potential. So we do recommend earlier than later. And then you do have an option. You can wait in the lobby. there at the Kirkwood-Lincoln County Regional Center, or based on what number you have, because they're all numbered, we have a rough idea of when you want to make sure you're back in the building. And then we bring people back about groups of 20 to 25 at a time. And then I don't know what happens after that because I'm not allowed back there.
We bring everybody back. Everybody gets to shop all of the many, many racks of dresses. Everything is sorted by size and color. You go through, you shop, you get to take a couple of dresses, three dresses at a time, back to our changing areas. Now, we are at the Kirkwood-Lynn County Regional Center. It is not a shopping center, so we are changing in classrooms.
We have to make our, we have to change rooms into changing rooms, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So it's kind of like a locker room style situation for the changing rooms. So if that's not something you're quite comfortable with, make sure you're ready for that. Maybe sports
have,
bra.
Have the proper undergarments.
Yeah, be ready for that situation. So we are going to have you bring back a couple of dresses to try on. Try those a couple on at a time. We'll take care if it doesn't work. We'll take those back for you, and you can keep trying on dresses until you find the one that is the one you want to take with you.
We're going to ask you for a picture, and we've got pictures from last year's downtown where you could just see the beaming smiles of those who attended and finding the dress. Like, this has completed, you know, the journey of wanting to go to prom.
It's always so exciting when you find the one everybody hoots and hollers and cheers for you. And then after you find the dress, you can pick one additional item. We've got shoes, tables and tables full of shoes. We've got accessories, necklaces, jewelry.
Costume jewelry, yeah.
Shawls, whatever accessory you want to choose as well.
So we invite you to take part. It's this Sunday from noon to 3. Anybody in high school who needs a prom dress, you are invited. Kirkwood-Lynn County Regional Center. Again, the doors open at 10, and then we start bringing you back in for shopping at noon.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
So yesterday I was comparing Jerry in a Hurry to how, like, television programs get syndicated. And I guess I didn't consider, Claire, do we have seasons? Like, are we going into
the eighth
or the ninth season of Jerry in a Hurry?
Gosh, we should probably mark these as seasons.
It'd be a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Because it started probably late 2018 or early 2019. We've argued well over 230 cases.
Yeah.
All unique, all individual, all thanks to the fact that most of them are listener submitted. And we keep those set aside from our little day-to-day squabbles.
And we hang our hat on the fact that we are able to solve silly squabbles amongst friends and coworkers and family members. I mean, that saves a lot of heartache.
It does. And we know there's a lot more heartache out there, and some people might just not be comfortable giving us the background information.
Sure.
And all we ask is just give us a little, tell us the sides of the issue. We can use a name or not use a name. That's 100% up to you.
We can go anonymous. We can change the names to protect the innocent.
Yeah. And then what we do is we take those, and depending on our caseload, sometimes they go in the old Jury in a Hurry cupboard. And right now, if I were to open that cupboard, Claire, that cupboard is bare.
Poor Mother Hubbard.
We are running out of listener submitted Jury in a Hurry, which is why we welcome to the studio this morning local celebrity, a sister of saving.
Wow.
Jamie McGrath joining the Morning Scramble. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, you guys. You just really hype me up, don't you?
As we were watching the Super Bowl and looking for inspiration of a way to get more people to submit cases, we're like, you know, we're like the Harry Met Sally part of the commercial, but you need the
Sydney Sweeney. It was like, oh, I know the bit that they're doing, but then, whoa, I wasn't expecting Sydney Sweeney's also here. That's a big name.
Yeah.
So
I'm
provided.
Flattered. Thank you.
Now we've seen a little of your commercial work. I think most people have.
I'm familiar.
There's just a few of them.
Just a few.
Yeah.
How long have you been appearing in commercials for McGrath? Do you remember when that started?
Yes. Oh gosh. I mean, it's probably been at least 8 years.
Okay.
I don't think I had my daughter yet, and she's 8. So maybe 7, I don't know, 8 to 10 years. I feel like time is really hard.
Possibly a decade.
Yes, 8 to 10 years. Yeah. Let's say 8 to 10 years.
If you were filling out
if I had Hollywood, then it would be more than 8, not under 8.
Wow.
Yes. So 8 to 10 years.
Most people lie on their Hollywood resume, so 10 years.
Yeah. 10 years. Right. We're rounding up. 10
and,
years.
And can ride horseback.
Can you do any accents?
Yes! I have ridden a horse.
All right. I don't know if we're going to need this. But she can ride a horse.
But it's nice to know that we have it.
Yeah, do you have any other special skills?
Oh, gosh.
Be good
I don't
to know. Can you juggle?
No, I cannot. But okay. I actually, my daughter's just got to skip it recently, yeah. and I can still skip it.
You can still skip it.
Okay. Yes.
Love that.
Yeah, there we go.
Wow.
All right. So I could skip it while, you know.
While doing the commercials.
While doing the commercials, yeah. maybe.
Okay.
All right.
Love that.
Not really required just to read something.
I might be out of breath, though.
Good to know.
But if we ever had a need for you know, a lot of
add
jumping.
It to the resume.
Yeah. Again, a lot of times, like, what you're not expecting, think about the Super Bowl commercials again. Sell the thing, right?
Precisely.
Yes.
Precisely.
Well, Claire is our script writer today. Claire, how would you like to work through? I mean, it's, you got the part.
Yeah.
But like, we still need to audition, to be fair.
Okay. I wrote a couple of different versions of the script because I know that you Hollywood types, you know, I want to make sure that it's in your voice and then I captured, what you think would be best.
You got to feel the character, right?
Yeah.
Even though the character is you,
yeah.
we had to write to your voice.
Oh, okay.
And we don't know if we nailed it or not.
So I was trying to capture you in your essence, but I don't know. You can, I've tried a couple of different versions here. You can try some of them out and you tell me. I'm open to feedback as a writer.
Okay.
This is a collaborative process.
Okay. So let's just go. Jerry and Hurry, open auditions. This is Jamie McGrath. Script number one, cut one, action.
Hi, I'm Jamie McGrath. If you're in the market for a new or used Chevy, Ram, Kia, Jeep, Chrysler, Buick, VW, Hyundai, GMC, or Cadillac, I've got your back. But if you can't decide if what you're eating is technically a smoothie or a milkshake, call the Maureen Scramble and submit a case for Jury in a Hurry.
And cut.
That was a great take. That was a great take. Did we get that? Did we get that all?
Well, did we get that or did we get every single brand of car that you sell?
That was great. Yeah.
So that was a lot.
That was a great list.
It was.
Yeah. I liked that. Did you feel? How did that feel for you?
It felt really good.
Really
did
good.
You run out of breath reading
I did. I was worried about finishing strong, you know, and finishing with Cadillac. You know, I was like, Cadillac.
Whisper it.
Okay.
Yeah. You wanted to read the second one or any other ones on the page?
Why don't we skip to the third?
Third one. All right,
okay.
This is auditioning Jamie McGrath, celebrity voice for Jerry in a Hurry. Script number three, take one, and action.
If tax refund season has you thinking of all the reasons you need a new car, come talk to me, Jamie McGrath from McGrath Auto. But if you want to know if it's okay to carry around a blankie at work, contact the Morning Scramble. Their Jury in a Hurry segment is ready to dole out justice.
And cut.
Wow.
I think that one got better.
I think so too. It had the familiarity thing.
Well, because I think we've heard an exact same ad about tax season.
Tax refund season's the reason.
That's it.
Like the exact same voice.
It's like you've heard them before.
It is.
You got me.
I have to tell you, script four is my favorite.
Okay. Should we just hear from
script four? Let's just hear script four.
Script four, like, really sums me up, I think. Yeah.
Okay. This is vocal auditions for Jury in a Hurry, celebrity spokesperson. Script number four, take one, and action.
Hi, this is local celebrity Jamie McGrath. You may know me as the Sisters of Savings from the McGrath family of dealerships. And if you're looking for a great deal on a car, I can help you out. But only my friends on the Morning Scramble can help you with life's complicated problems. Like, are peanuts or cashews the best nut? Submit your cases for Jury in a Hurry to scramble@kzia.com.
And cut! Put it in the bank!
Cut and print! That was great!
That was fantastic.
Yes!
Okay.
Wow. This is good stuff.
Just call me Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney.
Very good, Sydney.
You got the part.
Very good.
Now, here's the good news. We didn't want to freak you out. You're going to inspire other people, we hope, locally to do this as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because we
just
have
the beginning.
So many familiar voices that they hear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could you imagine the discerning eye lady, right? Or a variety of people. Her sister works for Stony Point. Not Starting Point, but the Senior Living Center.
Yeah.
All of those would be great celebrity voices.
Joan from Culver's and Jill from Stony Point Living.
There it is.
Yeah. We could, this is just the beginning.
We're just getting started.
Wow.
And you have taken the first step on our journey.
I'm really happy to help kick it off.
Yeah.
Thank you for kicking things off.
You're welcome.
Yeah, this is where I tell you both I didn't record any of those.
Oh, Eric.
So.
They were so good.
So
hopefully. She did all of that work and all you had to do was click record.
No, all I had to do was say, and And action.
He really milked his part, did he not?
Yes, he really.
I'm the guy sitting in the chair. That's all my job is. I wear a scarf and a beret. And I say, and action. That was my job. We could get producer Ben to record it.
Okay. Right? Okay. All right.
That's the plan.
Make him work.
Make him work.
That.
Yes.
I like that.
Usually the second time is better anyway. So.
True.
Now that you're familiar with the words.
Yeah. Usually they make me do it at least twice, even if I nail it. So.
Good idea, because you never know what could happen.
Because I
in the
always nail it. No, I'm just kidding. If our marketing team heard this, they'd be like, "How did you actually read that in one take? You always mess it up."
You're two take Jamie. That's your nickname around the building.
Two take Jamie. That's for sure.
Well, that is our first celebrity voice, hopefully of many, helping to generate more cases for Jerry and Harry. We're off to a great start.
We are off to the races, yes. Baby.
Sydney Sweeney, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much
on the Morning Scramble.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.